Then heedful Penelope said to her, "Dear nurse, be not too boastful yet, nor filled with glee. You know how welcome here the sight of him would be to all, and most to me and to the son we had. But this is no true tale you tell. Nay, rather some immortal slew the lordly suitors in anger at their galling insolence and wicked deeds, for they respected nobody on earth, bad man or good, who came among them. So for their sins they suffered. But Odysseus, far from Achaea, lost the hope of coming home. Nay, he himself was lost." Then answered her the good nurse, Eurycleia, "My child, what word has passed the barrier of your teeth to say your husband, who is now beside your hearth, will never come? Your heart is always doubting. Come, then, and let me name another sign most sure. The scar the boar dealt long ago with his white tusk. I found it as I washed him, and I would have told you then, but he laid his hand upon my mouth, and in his watchful wisdom would not let me speak. But follow me. I stake my very life. If I deceive you, slay me by the vilest death." Then heedful Penelope answered her, "Dear nurse, 'tis hard for you to trace the counsels of the everlasting gods, however wise you are. Nevertheless, let us go down to meet my son, and see the suitors who are dead, and him who slew them." So saying, she went from her chamber to the hall, and much her heart debated whether aloof to question her dear husband, or to draw near and kiss his face and take his hand. But when she entered, crossing the stone threshold, she sat down opposite Odysseus in the firelight beside the farther wall. He sat by a tall pillar looking down, waiting to hear if his stately wife would speak when she should look his way. But she sat silent long. Amazement filled her heart. Now she would gaze with a long look upon his face, and now she would not know him for the mean clothes that he wore. But Telemachus rebuked her, and spoke to her, and said, "Mother, hard mother of ungentle heart, why do you hold aloof so from my father, and do not sit beside him, plying him with words and questions? There is no other woman of such stubborn spirit to stand off from the husband who, after many grievous toils, comes in the 20th year home to his native land. Your heart is always harder than a stone.